Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Welcome and thank you, those of you here and those of you that are coming in on the webcast. Welcome to you all. This is the fourth End of Life Care Conference, and I need to certainly, as the chair, thank Neil Stewart Associates and thank you to our sponsors, Advanced Health and Care, Marie Curie Cancer Care, the National Council of Palliative Care, my organisation, Directors of Adult Social Services, Help the Hospices and the Bereavement Services Association. Any other announcements I will give during the course of the morning, otherwise you'll get very bored. So I am delighted to be here as your chair. I think it's a very critical time for end-of-life care. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Eve Richardson, the Chief Executive of the National Council for Palliative Care, and we're the umbrella body working with our partners to ensure that nobody ignores end-of-life care and that we try and ensure that everyone gets good access to it in whatever setting, in whatever location. And we know with the Francis report and with all the other inquiries going on how critical this agenda is to us now. And at a time of great change with the reforms, it's really important that we don't let end-of-life care slip down the agenda. And that's one of the key messages that I'm sure our speakers will be focusing on today, because whilst we have made excellent progress over the last 4 or 5 years with implementing the first national end-of-life care strategy, we all know that there is a postcode lottery, and we all know that a lot of people with a range of conditions don't get the services that they deserve in every setting. But we also know that there are excellent examples of good practice all over the country that events like this can help us learn from. So I think the challenge for us all, and something that you should take back to your organisations, is where will you fit in these new reforms? How do we ensure that end-of-life care remains a priority with all our new commissioners? You know, we have new people now, we have a new commissioning board nationally. We have our clinical commissioning groups and our health and wellbeing boards. We need to make sure that in every locality, given the ageing population and the variety of needs that we know people have at the end of their life, that we ensure that they are not forgotten. And I'm sure that you will take that back with you today. And just a reminder that we are only halfway through this national end-of-life care strategy. This is a 10-year strategy, and it's, you know, and so we're, if you, you know, as I've said, you know, there's some wonderful practice, but we're not really at tipping point. It's a bit like my organisation that we now lead, the Diamatters Coalition. We're making excellent progress, but it would be so easy, you know, with everything else that's going on, to say, oh, you know, we haven't got time to do this, we haven't got time to have those discussions with the public and with our patients and everything else. So I think it's just a pivotal reminder that we're on that edge, and we've got to ensure that end-of-life care remains a priority on everyone's agenda, nationally and locally. And with all the change and turmoil, we make sure that, you know, that the people that are going to be commissioning and providing in the future don't forget that. So I hope that's just a sort of just to make you think, just to get those juices flow during the day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.